Not only is this episode several days late, but the guys forgot to do a tan laugh. So here is a joke submitted by Dean.
Tan laughs!
What's the difference between a Sikh and a sycophant? A sycophant curries favor. A Sikh favors curry.
Nailed it. And now, please enjoy the vulgarity and pointlessness of another episode of DanCast.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
DanCast. That reminds me.
Yeah.
Welcome to TanCast.
Welcome to Geeks and Pads.
Welcome to HazardCast.
Welcome
just
to Hazard
some good
County.
Old boy.
Never mean no harm. Here's what we were talking about before we joined the show.
I have no unwanted or harmful software detected. Thank you, Windows Defender. You defended me.
Windows Defender?
Yeah. I don't know if it's on XP, but it's on Vista.
It's available for XP.
It just sounds... Windows Defender! Coming to the defense of Windows everywhere!
You know what that is?
Gay.
The Viper finally got tired of his boring day job and decided to spice it up.
I am the Viper, and I come to wipe your windows. Do you guys remember that?
No, your windows.
Your windows. We are Cold Slither. You'll be joining us soon. A band of Vipers playing our tune.
I only remember it because you told me about it.
The Viper or Cold Slither?
I still don't know what Viper is, but the Cold Slither, I remember.
Oh.
Because you had told me about it a while back.
That was the Cobra Band. And G.I. Joe came up with their own band to fight the Cobra Band.
Oh, so Viper was the name of their band?
No. Viper was separate.
Viper was the central plot point for an episode where G.I. Joe kept getting these like cryptic phone calls about the Viper coming soon and like what he would be doing, and they like piece everything together of like what he's said. Like, I am the Viper, and I will come at 3. And, like, they check the paper, and there's, like, 3 foreign dignitaries coming. So they, like, show up to protect them, and sure enough, Cobra's there, and they foil Cobra. And then they get another call from the Viper, and he says something about, like, something else about how he will be coming or whatever. And they, like, piece it all together and show up somewhere else random. Cobra shows up there, and Joe foils them. It, like, happens 2 or 3 times. And at the end of the episode, Cobra's really pissed off because Joe keeps foiling them. And then this guy shows up at G.I. Joe headquarters, and they're all freaked out, and he tells them, I am the Viper. I am here to wipe your windows. Yeah, the whole thing with the phone calls was
just leading up to that?
Stupid, yeah, dumb luck.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
It was actually an enjoyable episode, though. I remember liking it as a kid.
Yeah, me too. Then again, I look back at some of the shit that I liked as a kid, and I'm like, wow.
I used to love.
I had shitty taste. I'm gonna have to try to teach my son.
I used to love the Dukes of Hazzard as a kid, yeah. And then I watched it a couple years ago. I was like, oh my god, this sucks.
Yeah.
What?
Shooting. Yeah, like Daisy Duke's shorts.
My arrows? Mm-mm.
Daisy Duke's shorts were awesome, but look at from the neck up.
Aww.
She wasn't good back then.
She was fine.
That was,
I mean, you know,
that was
do, in a pinch.
Wonder Woman, right? Wonder Woman girl?
No.
Linda Carter was not Daisy Duke.
Who was Daisy Duke then?
Daisy Duke has not done nothing else but be Daisy Duke.
That's it?
She may as well change her actual name to Daisy Duke.
No, she's got to have done something.
Well, I'm sure, but nothing you've heard. It's not like, and then she went on to star in My Balls.
I think she did star in Your Balls, and it was awesome.
That's not true. She was Margot Dutton in 17 episodes of African Skies back in the early 90s.
Ooh, in your face, Tim! African
Skies.
And she
has played Daisy Duke and Daisy Duke. And
anybody
Daisy,
remember
Daisy,
the show
Daisy,
African
Daisy.
Skies? Tell me something about the show African Skies without looking at the computer right now. Go. Don't tell me there's Africa and there's skies. Come up with something better than that.
Shit, I was going to say it takes place in Africa.
You got nothing! Fuck that twat in her African Skies.
Hey!
Did I tell you that when they did a Dukes of Hazzard like reunion show? This was again a couple years back.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah. Saw it.
Woo! She had chunked out. I was like, ooh, Daisy Duke can't wear Daisy Dukes.
No, like every shot they did of her was like chin up, like bottom lip up, and
well, and she had like a full-on leather outfit that was just like big and bad, just like huge, like Sinbad used to wear.
Ooh. I don't think you should take fashion tips from Sinbad. Wait, Sinbad the comedian?
Or the yeah, Sinbad.
No, Sinbad the pirate.
Arr!
She showed up with the with an eye patch.
Wait, she was on the Graham Norton show, dude. Come on.
As herself.
Yeah, right? Whatever.
Right? Yeah, there you go. God, we've already blown like 5 minutes of wad right there.
Yeah. Now, what do we got left for the show? Nothing.
No.
Can you pass me my jacket?
No, I'm 2,500 miles away from you.
No, I need to get something from the pocket. I made
something out of his pocket.
I made some notes of stuff to talk about on Tancast.
Wow, Noah did prep work.
Well, because a funny story happened, I was like, oh, I should tell this. Do we want to actually start this thing off official?
And we're back. There we go. Now I can cut that part in seamlessly. And now that we've sat through 5 minutes of that, I'm Tim, the T in Tancast.
I'm Andy. I'm the A in Tancast. And here with me this week are my co-hosts, Cockmouth and Jimmy Pants.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Pants.
Hello, I'm Cockmouth.
See, I've given you guys new nicknames this week to preemptively get you back for all of the shit that I'm sure to hear for delaying this week's Tancast.
Yeah, you piece of shit.
Yeah, see, I knew. I just had to start it off strong. I'm like, all right, ridiculous nicknames.
This is in the nigger in Tancast. That's right, nigger.
I Whoa! Damn, hitting the gas. The nigger gas.
So wait, can I be Andy the Aryan in Tancast?
Sure, what would you be, Tim?
Tim the... Can't think of anything racial that starts with T in Tancast.
I can't think of any racial slurs that start with T, not just that would apply to you, like at all.
Troglodyte. I don't know.
Troglodyte?
That's what I'm trying to think of. Where's that
I like Noah's troglodyte. That's a new one.
What's a troglodyte?
Troglodyte. New from Calvin Klein. Troglodyte. What's a troglodyte?
Yeah.
It means chimpanzee.
There you go.
But it actually is often used to mean the same thing as moron in the term that moron means person with severe mental defects.
I know I heard it somewhere in like a movie or something.
At least last I checked.
Look at the big brain on Andy.
I know. Look at Andy knowing that the scientific name for chimpanzee is Pan Troglodytes, or however the fuck you pronounce it.
I'm going to go with what you said.
I'm not sure yet. I'm going to wait till all the data is in.
What data are you looking for?
You just wait.
I want to see a flow chart with some graphs.
Oh, and you'll see it. So, how was everyone's tan week? Does anybody have any interesting stories to tell, perhaps?
Stephanie.
Noah?
Yeah, I got a story.
Amazing!
Unexpected!
I know, you set me up. How did you do that, Tim?
We are getting better as we go along.
Stephanie's company that she works at now had a Christmas party last night in the city. And mm-hmm. it was a Greek place. Actually,
no, you should explain what the city is.
You know, the city, the place where people go.
San Francisco.
I also live near a city.
I went to all the cities.
It was one hell of a Christmas party.
Wherever city you're near, that's where I was.
Yep. And whatever your metropolitan region is, Noah was in your biggest and or most famous city.
They had a Stargate right there at the entrance of the party, and it just transported you to every city.
The city being San Francisco, the home of the gays.
And Rice-A-Roni.
And, oh, yeah, Rice-A-Roni. They're famous for it. It's a treat. Yay. So we were at this Greek place, which is pretty good. And so it was kind of dark, you know, I guess to like set the mood. So I sat down, and in front of me there was like these two plates. One was olives, and one looked like peanuts. So I was sitting there for a while, and I was like, those peanuts look kind of good. So pick one up, pop it in my mouth. I'm like, those peanuts hard. this pit tastes kind of like olive. I'm like, that's an olive pit. I'm like, oh, that was in just someone else's mouth.
Awesome.
It definitely felt like very funny. She was laughing. She's laughing again. She teared up a little bit. I was just like, yeah, at first I was like, oh, well, that's not peanut. But then I was like, oh, that was just in someone else's mouth that I don't even know. I don't even know. I've just met you people. And it's like we kissed.
Yeah, but more like you kissed them without them kissing you. So, so kind of like, what, they're the prostitute and you're the John?
Sure, why not? Their ribeye steak was delicious. And they had this dessert that was very tasty as well. I would go there. Well, I didn't pay the bill. I didn't see the bill. Looked like it was a pricey place, so. But yeah, you know, it'd be a nice place to go if I had some scratch.
Have you, either of you, tried that steak sandwich thing at Carl's Jr. that they've been advertising?
It looks good, but I'm always skeptical, whatever, of steak at, like, fast food places.
Rightfully so, I'm sure.
I don't believe we have that here, and we also do not have Carl's Jr.
You don't have Carl's Jr.? Whatever. And fuck. Then you definitely wouldn't have it if you didn't have Carl's Jr. As I said, it's a Carl's Jr. sandwich.
But they might have some... Wait, do you have a Hardee's?
We have Hardee's.
There
That's
you
where
go,
I was
Tim.
Getting to. Yes.
Faggot.
Hardee's is Carl's Jr., only not quite. It's like Carl's Jr. with a... Like, it is Carl's Jr. They've got the Happy Star... They've got, like, a lot of the same shit, but a lot of it's named slightly differently, and some stuff comes and goes on a different schedule.
Do they have the $6 burger?
So...
They do not have a $6 burger. They have a thick burger, which is, as far as I can tell, functionally identical. However,
so
they do
you
not
don't
have
a Carl's Jr., and thus would not be expected to have this, regardless of how similar it is.
No, because
well, it's
Hardee's
owned by the same
Carl's
company.
Jr.
Carl's Jr. bought Hardee's a number of years ago and converted them to be essentially local Carl's Jr.'s. They just, like, keep different names on shit, and sometimes we get the same sandwiches, and sometimes we don't. It's the same.
So it's not a Carl's Jr.?
No, you're right. It's not a Carl's Jr. But it's the same company, it's the same star, it's the same colors, right. It's the same
food
overall menu. We just get different regional shit. Kind of like how we get Southern Chicken Sandwiches at our McDonald's. I'm sure you guys probably have it now, because I've heard that they went national with it. But
yeah, and they're horrible.
I know. Guess what? Fucking everyone has them here. Why? Because they're Southern Chicken Sandwiches, and because everyone who lives here has convinced themselves that Southern-style chicken sandwiches are delicious.
Like, they even had them for breakfast, and I was like... That's an odd breakfast item. But I'll try it. And I was like, what the fuck? Who would want to eat this? It's just a piece
Half
of chicken,
chicken with
chicken biscuits. It's not even, like, really flavorful.
Do they put it on? Put a pickle on it there?
Oh, they might. That would probably make me like it even less.
Yeah, well, that's traditional.
Why would you put pickle?
That is disgusting.
Fried chicken with a pickle?
They've got you want some fried chicken with a pickle?
That just sounds like a dirty way to ask for sex. Hey, baby, you want a fried chicken with a pickle?
They've got a...
So what'd you do last night? Gave my baby a little fried chicken with a pickle. Oh, you don't!
Oh, shit.
Yeah, she sopped it up with a biscuit.
Oh.
Put some honey on it.
There's a chain here called Chick-fil-A. Only it's not spelled filet like you would spell filet if you were saying, like, filet of sole, you know, filet of chicken, whatever, at an actual restaurant. It's chick and then, like, F-I-L or F-I-L-L or something like that, and then a dash and the letter A. Because apparently they were convinced when they opened the company that if they spelled it right, everyone here would pronounce it chicken or chick fillet. Or something.
They're probably right. You go chick fill it. I love to fill up a chick fill it.
So somebody told me when we moved here, you've got to try Chick-fil-A. So I tried to Google Chick-fil-A by spelling it right, and I found nothing. Apparently, there's none here. They go, no, there's one right over there. And I pointed to my screen, and they go, no, you misspelled it. I'm like, no, no, no. That's how you spell chick, and that's how you spell filet.
You don't understand. The person was Canadian, and they came down like, who wants a Chick-fil-A, eh?
You know what? I just spelled Chick-fil-A correctly, and it came up with Chick-fil-A. Wait, how did you spell chick?
C-H-I-C-K?
This is a visual spelling joke for those of you who are not keeping up.
C-H-I-C-K?
Yes.
And fillet, F-I-L-L-E-T. It was the first result in Google for me.
Huh. Well, the Google Maps on my wife's cell phone.
Oh, Maps.
Had not brought it back.
Nope, even Maps, it brings up Chick-fil-A. Except it's all on the right side.
Andy is
yes.
a failure.
Well, this is also years ago, and Google's made improvements, so.
Oh!
Failure.
I see how it
failure.
Is.
Failure.
What? Failure.
Not you.
So what were you going to say about the steak sandwich?
I want to try one. Wanted to see if anybody had a recommendation for me. I'm thinking about I may try it tonight, so... Due to the fact that this TanCast is being recorded so close to the next TanCast, you'll hear about it soon.
You should check on Yelp, maybe, or some other food review site. I'm sure you could Google it and see if someone else tried it.
Well, I mean, it's not that big a risk that I need to... Wait, I need to do some research. It's not like going to college or something.
I don't know why, but...
Like, I want to check out the...
I'm always skeptical.
It's not like checking Kelly Blue Book.
I'm always like, I never really want to try steak at fast food restaurants. It just... I'm like, I don't know about that. It just doesn't sit right with me. Burgers they can handle. Steak, I don't have confidence.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm willing to risk it.
But let me know how it is.
I will. I'll give you a full report.
It reminded me of the Double D's steak sandwich.
That's why I was like, hello. Because we were just talking. Was that just last week we were talking about that?
I think we were.
Or was it, so many weeks ago before Andy got sick?
My butt hurts.
I don't know if your butt actually hurt, but...
Yes, yes. I'm sorry, Cockmouth. I'm sorry, Jimmy Pants.
Andy text message, like, it's a couple hours before we were going to record, and I get this text message, it's from Andy, it says, we can't do TanCast this week, or we have to do TanCast midweek. I was like, oh, crap. Something must happen to the baby, something must be serious. And so I, of course, waited 6 or 7 hours and texted him back. Because, you know, if something's important, I jump right on it.
Yeah,
I woke up, I saw that, I'm like, oh, off goes the alarm, back to sleep.
Yeah, just FYI, that was actually my wife text messaging you with my phone, because I was in bed all day, both days.
So I text messaged back, and I was like, so, dude, is everything all right? He's like, yeah, sick, and I threw my back out. I was like, whatever.
Okay.
I know how Andy gets sick. Andy gets sick like, oh, there was a stiff breeze and now I'm ill.
Okay, so now...
I cannot move from the couch because I have a slight sniffle.
Now I'm going to tell the story.
Of how you became incredibly fragile?
Yes, how I became incredibly fragile.
How you are Mr. Glass's illegitimate
That's
son.
What I was going to say, Samuel Jackson from Unbreakable.
Yes, yeah. Samuel L. Jackson fucked, I don't know, some... Weak
somebody really
female.
White, apparently.
Yeah. Somebody clear.
Samuel L. Jackson put his dick in milk, and that's how Andy came to be.
It wasn't skim milk either, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
It was whole milk.
Yeah, it was your mom's whole milk. Whole.
No, that doesn't work.
Whole. Okay.
No.
So, I get home from work on Friday. We had pizza at lunch. Like there was a work event thing where I tried to fit it. We'd all made video things at work, and we're all like showing them off to each other as like this work event thing. And I tried to fit into our video the so word around the office is you've got a fat cock, and it actually got cut for time. Unfortunately, I was very sad.
Wait, what? What is this video?
Yeah, and who's gonna get fired when they get talk of cock?
Oh, I hit it. I added the spaniel after the end of cock, so it was in there for people who knew about the fake sexual harassment video.
Seems like even then you're kind of skating the line.
Well, I didn't hit it hard. Like,
oh, okay.
Word around the office is you've got a fat cock. Spaniel. It was. Word around the office is you've got a fat cocker spaniel.
That still sounds creepy. Like, even if you're actually just talking about a dog, I'm like, what's that guy?
Oh, and it comes out of nowhere, too. It was awesome.
Well, just the way you said it, word around the office is you've got a fat cocker spaniel.
Actually, the way I recorded the audio, it came out like this. Say, Rick, word around the office is you've got a fat cocker spaniel.
Yeah, that sounds like skating line right there.
Yeah,
yeah,
but
that sounds like a terminatable offense.
Well, they go on to talk about their dogs. I ran it by several other people, and it was...
And they were like, yeah, go ahead, get fired. Yeah. We need our JLB, so you do what you gotta do. Yeah, I'm sure in this economy, you'll have no problem bouncing back. I'm sure people just hire and hire and hire.
Oh, I will
Why
bounce.
Why'd you put in with Circuit City? Oh, no, never mind.
I'm built like a fun ball. I will bounce.
But anyway, so you made your gay video.
So we made our gay video, and we displayed our gay video, and I ate a bunch of pizza. And then I got home, and the wife said, you know, I'd really like pizza for dinner. I'm like, okay, well, I just had pizza for lunch. She's like, oh, all right, we'll find something else. I'm like, no, it's okay. We'll get you pizza. It'll be fine. We'll get pizza. So I ate a bunch more pizza. Then I fell asleep watching TV, and I got up at like 1 o'clock to, you know, feed and change and put my son to bed because he was downstairs in a little pack-and-play crib thing that we've got. And right about that time, I started to feel like, oh, this is some serious heartburn.
Jesus Christ.
I have had far, far, far too much pizza. And I go to bed, and I toss and turn, like, get no sleep for, like, the next 3 hours. And then I think, oh, maybe I just need to, like, get up and take, you know, get some Pepto-Bismol. And, oh, there may be some nasty post-pizza poo coming out. And I'm thinking, you know, this will be a funny story to tell on TanCast, because, you know, look how old Andy's getting. You know, now I can't handle non-spicy pizza. And I sat down in the bathroom and thought, oh, I'm feeling really crampy. Oh, this is coming the other direction. And I quickly turned my head to the left and puked in the bathtub. And I filled the bottom of the bathtub by like an inch.
Nice.
There was a lot of, like, liquid inside of me.
Then he got in and soaked.
Yes. I got it and rolled around and went, pizza, so yummy.
I soak in it.
Kaylin came in. Andy, you're getting pruny.
Oh. You're getting pruny and mungy. Oh. So, yeah, like the next several hours were just a horror show of vomit and diarrhea. And for once, it wasn't my son. It was certainly colorful. And it was...
Was it liquid diarrhea?
Oh, yeah.
That's the best.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
It's like, but it was like, the liquid diarrhea, but it's not the you sit down and, like, take a deep breath, relax, and everything comes flying out. It was like the liquid diarrhea that somehow you still have to strain to get out of you. Which is totally incongruous. It's like, and then... And then it stops.
Like
you're like, no. Yeah, they're like, no. The rest needs to come. This is horrible.
Oh, I hate that. You're like, when you get a little bit out, you're like, that feels better. Wait, no, there's still... What are you waiting for back there? What? Did you miss the turn? What do you do? Is there a red light? Let's get going.
Yeah, because you feel better for like a half second, and then the next cramp hits, and you're like, no.
And then you just feel it backing up like... Like it's the 405 during rush hour.
LA reference.
That's right, baby. I'm so Hollywood.
Yeah, that's
if you were still in
like...
San Jose, you would have said the 101 during rush hour. Actually, if you were still in San Jose, you would have said 101, not the 101.
I could still say the 101 during rush hour in LA.
Well, yes, you can, but now you put the in it.
It also gets crowded.
That was like what I had a couple weeks ago, Andy. Sounds like... Except when I threw up. Well, I don't know. Did you feel better after you threw up the first time?
I felt better after the first heave, and then the second, third, fourth, and fifth heaves right after it kind of blurred together, so.
I threw up, and then I still felt sick, and I threw up a couple more times over the course of the night.
Yeah, it wasn't like I got it out and was like, oh, there's relief. It was I got it out, and it's, that's slightly less horrible. So I basically tossed and turned until my wife got up the next morning. She came into my room. I asked her. I was like under multiple blankets because I was sleeping in the guest room when I hadn't been feeling well. And I asked her, I'm like, does it feel cold in here to you? She's like, yeah. Well, you see, it's like 30 degrees outside, and it is kind of cold in this room a little bit. I'm like, no. Does it feel freezing? Does it feel like a freezer in here? Does it feel like there is no heat at all in the world in here? She goes, no, it just feels a little bit nippy. I'm like, okay, because you see all these blankets? She goes, yeah. I say, you see all the blankets are moving? She goes, yeah. I said, that's because I'm fucking shivering under here. I'm a fat, hairy man under several blankets with, like, pillows tucked around my head and, like, 3 inches of scalp showing and shivering.
cold and shivery.
Yeah. Oh, it was great when the fever broke, though, because I fell asleep, and then I guess the fever went away, and I started to feel better. So I woke up, like, completely drenched in sweat, because now the multiple blankets stacked on top of me were keeping me too hot.
No, it's funny. It's been cold here. I sleep in the nude. My wife wears, like, a beanie, socks, like a flannel, pajama bottoms.
Well, you just wrap yourself in your fat cock.
That's right.
Noah just cuddles with it like a teddy bear. He's like, penis, keep me warm.
Wraps around me like a boa constrictor.
Are you saying even now in these cold, granted cold for California temperatures, you are sleeping in the nude still?
Yeah.
You are fucking crazy.
It's Noah not likes bad. His nudity. I get in bed, I get next to Stephanie, she's a little warm.
Oh, you suckle off Stephanie's warmth. I see how you are.
It's
you're a
beanie
warm
that really
vampire.
Keeps her warm.
Yeah.
The beanie abuses me. She pulls it down over her eyes. She looks like a cholo.
Or became a fat man, Albert.
Or the fat man, Anna.
Hey, Benoba, put me in that boomer or the other whimmy.
It is so cold in our apartment. I know. There's probably people listening to this who have real weather, but, like, by California... Well, granted, just because there's no... We just recently turned on the heater because we weren't sure if it was going to work or if it was going to explode or, you know... Because I don't think it's been serviced since, you know, Ulysses S. Grant was around. He may have installed it, actually, in part of his early career as a heater installer. But it only works in the front room, so, like, you take the door back into the bathroom and bedroom, and all of a sudden it's like you stepped from Mufar to Hoth. You're like, wow, what the hell? I need to cut open a tauntaun to stay warm in here.
You should get, like, a little space heater.
That's what I was thinking, but I'm like, that's just begging to burn down the apartment.
Well, you don't leave it on when you're not there.
Maybe you don't.
Well, you shouldn't, I should say.
I want it nice and warm when I come home.
Yeah, you remember our old apartment.
I was just thinking that. Poor Andy. Like, we shared a heater because our two bedrooms were next to each other, and the heater was, like, in the common wall, and so it would, you know, would heat both rooms at the same time. And I loved to sleep with it when it was warm, and apparently Andy, not so much. So he somehow MacGyvered some tinfoil on there to make it so that the heater didn't go into his room anymore.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't handle it.
It was actually kind of funny when we got to, like, the worst of the dead of winter. I just made my waterbed a little bit warmer. I'd walk into my room, you know, almost see, you know, like frost forming and my breath coming out. But I'm like, fuck it. I set that up the way I like it.
So then you wanted the heater, but most of the time you didn't like the heater on?
Andy? Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, like when the, really, when the heater kicked on, it was like I got some radiant heat out. But the majority of, like, the, you know, air flows in the bottom gets heated up and comes rushing out the top thanks to physics. That actual airflow with the heat was directed completely into Tim's room because of my little MacGyver tinfoil.
Oh, right. Thing. But you did that. Why did you do it that way if it was cold in the winter is what I was asking.
Well, it was
Yeah, cold. Talk your way out of that, Mr. Silver-Tongued Devil.
It kept it cold in my room, but it wasn't, like, typically freezing fucking cold in my room. Like, the one or two days where it was, like, freezing fucking cold in my room, I had the waterbed, so I just went in and hopped in. Because it wasn't worth it to dismantle my side of the heater again to remove my MacGyver.
Oh, okay. So, but generally, Tim, it was too hot for you, but it was fine for Tim?
Generally, Tim enjoyed it somewhere around nuclear, so yeah.
I like it nice and tropical. I like to make sure all my festive parakeets are comfortable.
Yeah, taking a step back from there when it was Tim and Joe and I at our old apartment, they had the little baseboard heaters in all the rooms, little electrical heaters with a little spin dial on them, and Joe left his room fairly cold. I left my room fairly cold. We left the common area cool. But Tim had his room cranked up to hot and funky.
It was hot. like a weather system started to develop. Like the air from Joe and Andy's bedroom started to rush, or no, from my bedroom started to rush into Andy and Joe's bedroom. No.
Yeah, we kept
Which
our doors
way is
closed.
That? Which way does wind move? Cold to hot or hot to cold? They did an experiment on Mr. Wizard, but I don't remember now.
For the answers, Watch Mr. Wizard's World today at 6:30 Eastern, 3:30 Pacific, only on Nickelodeon. We're just for kids.
Cold to hot. It's cold to hot. Yeah. The air. Yes, because they put ice cubes on one side of the fish tank, and the sun lamp on the other side, and then they blew smoke in there, and the smoke just went from the ice cubes and rushed over to the heat lamp. And that was Remembering Mr. Wizard with Tim.
Yep. So yeah, that was back when Tim had a great love of drinking Pepsis halfway.
Aw.
My mom used to buy a six-pack of soda, drink half of it, put it in the fridge, it would get flat, she wouldn't want any more, so she'd open a new one, drink half of that. So you'd have four or five cans in the refrigerator that were, they were just half
full and flat.
Yep.
Yeah, Tim didn't get them.
That story didn't really make it all the way to the end. Cans and fuck.
I had to tip it over
the
edge there.
Were like.
Yeah, Tim didn't get to the fridge, so he got the half full and flat and stacked.
The problem is, I would drink it if it was flat and cold, but I would just leave it out. I'm like, shouldn't have left it out. Now it's half full, flat, and piss warm. That's a trifecta.
Why did you only drink half of it?
I would get distracted.
Yeah.
You know me.
That's getting pretty easily distracted.
That's Tim Bass.
That's a good Pepsi. Hey, man. Hey, Tim, look at my magic trick. What? What? What's going on?
I don't remember
when
which house
I discovered
it was.
The internet. Like, all of a sudden, ooh, look, pictures are coming.
Do you remember how slow, porn pictures used to load? Ka-chicka. Ka-chicka. I can almost see a nipple.
Oh, dude, this was back when we only had modems. There was three of us, eventually with three computers with modems and one phone line. So we shared that internet connection by careful timing and agreement.
I remember
times where we kicked each other off too.
when AOL used to be can you believe shit used to be paid by the minute? Like when AOL was you paid for a certain amount of time if you went over, you paid by the minute. Me and a friend were sharing an account, and sometimes he'd be on the account when I'd want to use it, so I'd call up his house so he'd get kicked off, and then I'd quickly log on.
Good times. Dude, I used to work for a company that was partnered with Prodigy. So, we all got free accounts, but they were, time-limited free accounts. So, a couple of us figured out how to, request extra accounts. We made up other employees to request accounts under. And they wound up getting lost. So, when we, quit and got fired and whatever, when we all, left the company, our accounts never got shut off because Bob Probert didn't get fired. Who cares? He's a hockey player and never actually worked here. So we kept those accounts years and years and years after. I think I actually still had that account when Tim and Joe and I lived together. I think that's what I use still to get online. And it was first it was 20 hours, then they upped it to 40 and then 100 hours a month or whatever the hell it was. But, it was free and we had multiple accounts. So when we tried to log into one, it's you are out of time for the month. All right, account number two. I had a couple, Joe had a couple, then we had a couple we shared, just in case one of us went over. It was like a pool. It was like sharing. It was communism. It was porn communism.
I don't remember a lot of porn back in the early days of the year, just because I didn't have I still didn't have the patience for it. I was like, you know what, forget it.
I had the patience. I remember we used to look at GIFs, and we had to decode them. And so you would watch it decode, and it would kind of show drop down in sections. It's decoding. Oh, I can almost see something. And then it would pop up.
Gets a little bit further. Oh, it's a penis.
Damn hermaphrodites.
Fooled again, internet.
There you go, Tim.
What's that?
That's the damn hermaphrodites.
Nice. I was just thinking about this. Andy, you are going to have to raise a kid in a world where the internet already exists, and it has gotten this far.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of weird.
That's just, and cell phone, there's a, all right. Pardon me, I stepped on my phone.
Dude, I remember, I remember VHS versus Beta. I remember before people had VCRs at their houses.
Yes, I remember when we got the first VCR.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was like such a big, like, we can record movies. My friends were like, ooh.
Yeah,
I remember when I got my first microwave.
Well, I remember my dad, like, the VCR was also a video camera, but literally you had to drag the VCR around and plug in the video camera separately. So, like, you had this bag to sling over your shoulder with the VCR in it, and then a big separate camera, like, big honking, like you were part of the Channel 6 news team or something, like, action on the spot. Nope, just recording Timmy's first steps. And now it's like, I can take video on my phone, which is, you know, the size of a credit card.
Yeah.
It amazes me, like, you know, just MP3 players, like, I have, like, you know, stacks of CDs, and they fit in this thing that fits in the palm of my hand.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Technology. Blows your mind,
yeah,
man.
If you get the biggest iPod they've got, you've got crates of CDs, and they fit in this thing that fits in the palm of your hand.
I do have the biggest iPod there is. Oh, yeah, you know what I'm talking about, don't you?
We've heard that about you.
Back to penises. So, yeah, dude, like, I'm going to have to protect my kid from...
Everything.
Everything, yeah. Because it's like... I remember when, you know, first got the internet connections and everything, I remember how little time on freaking Prodigy with a 2400 baud modem. I'm going to pause for a second while all the youngsters look up what 2400 baud means and then convert that into kilobits per second. Now convert that into megabits per second. Now compare it to your cable modem.
None of them are doing any of this. Please continue with the story.
They're all doing it, Tim.
No one! No one is doing this!
Everyone's looking up right now. Wait, give it a little bit more time. These calculations take a while.
So before Prodigy included real web, before it had a real web browser, I still remember it did not take long to figure out, hey, there's porn somewhere out here on this internet, even if it's incredibly slow. By the way, porn was the reason to upgrade from a 2400 baud modem to a 14.4 modem.
I need porn faster.
Actually, it wasn't just that. It was like everything with images, like, you know, web pages, whatever. Everything was so incredibly slow.
He meant, like, remember the time that people actually had to pay for porn? Like, I mean, before, even when the internet first came up, you know, you could find some porn. But now it's like every website just like, hey, here's some free porn.
Yeah, just giving it away like it's nothing.
Dude, it's like mints at a hotel now.
Like, but you used to have to you had to physically get off your ass and go to a store and hope the clerk wasn't looking while you thumbed a look at the latest, you know, Skank or whatever, or Playboy, whatever it was. I can't remember. I think mine was... I can't remember the one that... It had some, like, salacious-sounding title, like Barely Legal, but it wasn't really. I'm like, that girl is way older than me. She is not barely legal. I'm barely legal, and this woman could be my mom. But, like, now you can just sit at home, and, like, the free porn comes to you. Just, like it's like a delivery service. Ding dong, porn's here.
That's porn like a delivery service, because that seems, like, friendly. Now it's, like, aggressive. It's like, I have an email account. Here's some porn.
I tried to close this window with porn. Now 10 more pop up. Well, if you use Firefox, it doesn't really happen anymore. But back in the days when, like, you would click Jack and, like, you would try to close one window and, like, 100 more would pop up?
Yeah, yes. Because Microsoft sucks at designing a web browser and they would, hey, let's make it easier for other people to take control of this from you. No, fuck you. You're just the person who owns that computer. These are all people on the internet.
they should control your browser.
Well, like the song says, the internet is for porn.
Tim or Andy, you got any stories for the week?
I've got a couple.
Well, I did tell my violent shitting story, but I didn't tell the part about the shit icing on top of the crap cake, which was I started to feel a bit better on Sunday. And I got up, because my wife had been dealing with a screaming baby for the previous night. And I told her, hey, you know, you sleep in, I'll take Junior downstairs. Took him downstairs, he'd already been asleep for like 3 hours, I was really expecting to have to feed him like right away. I put him in a little swing, and he went back to sleep for like 3 more hours. So I'm like, oh, this is so awesome. I'm watching some TV, I'm feeling better, I'm thinking I might actually eat something finally. Junior starts to scream the 3 hours later. So I get up to feed him. I bend down to pick him up out of the swing. I turn the wrong direction somehow and throw him back out and collapsed in pain.
Old man. You didn't drop the baby, did you?
No, he was still in a swing, thank God.
He was throwing his back out back when we still lived together. Something's wrong with the dude's... I don't know what you're doing.
Dude,
I don't know what crazy Cirque du Soleil moves you're trying to do on a daily basis.
It's genetic.
Stop it.
Talk to all the men in my family.
Remember once I was about to get my first blowjob, but Captain threw his back out, needed a ride somewhere.
Tim's never going to forget that.
I had no idea. Yeah, to be honest, Tim, you had absolutely no game at that point. So, you know, I figured you were just sitting around chatting.
We won't mention who it was. They don't need to be named.
Oh, I know who they are.
No. I know who
Hello, Steve. Everybody knows.
Steve, you're out there, Steve. We're talking about you.
That's funny. I have a couple gay friends named Steve, neither of which has ever offered to blow me.
Oh, they've offered, and you've taken them up on
it. Just putting it out there, Steves. No, I'm just kidding. Not that I'm saying I want it, but I'm a little offended I didn't get the offer. That's all.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like...
I'd reciprocate, I mean, theoretically, if this was going to happen.
Yeah, it was like Hillary as VP. She didn't necessarily want to have the second-in-command job, but it would have been nice to be offered.
Exactly. No, but, like, literally, the gal's mouth had just gone around the old tallywhacker, and then it's like, Tim, I'm a bitch. And I was like,
Can you take me to my other big friends?
Oh. I still feel bad.
As well you should. That's why I bring it up. Just, you know, for the holidays. Something for you to remember.
Merry Christmas. I feel bad about my blowjob.
At that point,
that is literally a cock block.
Yeah, at that point in my life, nobody had ever wrapped their lips around my tallywhacker.
Really?
Really?
I thought the frigid bitch... I guess the frigid bitch wouldn't. I thought she did and got a little bit on her and then ran away scared.
No. She... Well, anytime she got a little bit on her, she ran away scared. But she never actually got anything around. She, like, got into that vicinity. Like imagine somebody who's afraid of a popsicle walks up to the popsicle and pulls the... what's the name of that Christmas movie with the leg lamp?
A Christmas Story? Yeah.
What's the name of that Christmas story?
I can see how that
story,
was hard for you to come up with. What's the name of that Christmas movie?
That Christmas story.
The pain relievers I'm on are affecting my brain a little bit.
You always have an excuse every week.
You can suck it. You can suck it long and suck it hard.
That's better.
But apparently she can. So, yeah. Apparently she was afraid that it was going to get stuck to it because she did the tongue like, and then that was like, run away.
Did you ever just throw lotion on her and pretend?
Like the Spider-Man?
Dude, lotion? I considered throwing actual Mecco on her just to see what would happen.
Actual what?
I borrowed Mecco from Joe.
Ah, I was like, what is that word? I mean, I'm pretty sure I know what it represents. I just needed to hear it again.
Did we talk about Bush yet? That dude's got some fucking moves.
Dylan's got some shoe dodge and matrix moves. No, we have not
even
talked about
shit,
him.
I need to dodge shoes. I was actually impressed. I was like, fuck, he moves fast for an older guy.
I like Noah's comment. He's like, he may not be quick in the brain, but he's quick on his feet.
I'm not what you call, you know, traditionally smart, but I am crafty.
I can dodge a shoot like a motherfucker.
You know what that made me wonder? How many other people have thrown their shoes at him over the course of his life?
Probably a lot.
You just get the feeling that, like, Cheney got cranky one day and started chucking a couple of loafers.
I picture more Laura doing it. But I'm actually picturing the gal who played Laura and also Mary in Zack and Miri, whose name I can't come up with right now.
Elizabeth Banks.
That's her. That's who I'm picturing throwing shoes at George Bush.
Yeah, after Scrubs, she was added to my list.
Of?
The list, the famous people you can bone and not get in trouble.
Ah.
Or be boned by, you know, whatever floats your boat.
Wouldn't she also have a small role in a 40-year-old version?
I believe so.
Maybe.
I think she did.
I know she was in another, what's his name, Seth Rogen. Well, another movie with Seth Rogen in it.
Maybe it was 40-year-old version.
It could be right.
Maybe.
Maybe.
possibly.
When I saw the George Bush thing, I was just waiting for the Eddie Murphy quote, like after he throws the shoe. You missed me, bitch!
I love it, like, the security forces start to react after the second shoe. Like, the dude goes for the first shoe, tosses it, and yells at him. And then you see that split second of, oh, I think I've got time for this other shoe. And so he goes back down for the other shoe. You know, if it had been because he was well prepared, he would have had both shoes up, and it would have just been one shoe, two shoe. Like, one right after the other, you know, like, as fast as he could swing those arms. But it was like, whew. Oh, well, okay.
I love that afterwards George Bush is like, well, he's just trying to get attention. No, he's trying to hit you in the face with a shoe because you're a douchebag.
And because in his culture, that is horribly insulting.
Yes.
Just like if your mother were to pass away, lots of people in the U.S. would want to go and take a shit on her grave to insult you.
Is that what they do?
Really? That's insulting? That's more insulting to my mother, I would say.
Well, yes, but it then also insults you because you have taken a shit upon her grave and not been stopped by the sun.
I didn't know when my mom dies, I got to guard her grave from rogue shitters.
Well, you should. Or you should at least avenge it, but, you know, if they get away with it and they can just walk around like, ah, shit on your mom's grave.
All right, be warned. If anyone tries to shit on my mom's grave, there's going to be a world of hurt coming your way.
As well there should be.
There might be a flaming son. Baby on your doorstep, and if you're not careful, it'll be yours.
Yeah, you really don't want to stomp on those to put the fire out either, because you'll just get shit all over your shoe.
So here's an incredibly bad segue, but yesterday I did comedy for some troops about to be deployed. They were just done with, like, basic training. There's, like, a USO building at LAX, and so they had a couple of us out there to do comedy. It was called Trek to the Troops, and it was, like, it was supposed to be, like, a Star Trek-themed thing, and, like, the DJ, who, as far as I saw, never played any music. So, curious.
I guess more of an MC, then.
Nope, didn't talk either.
He just went behind some decks?
He was at a computer. And I mean, he did adjust the sound for when we were talking, but other than that, he didn't do a lot of J-ing of D's. D's nuts? No. But he was dressed as a Vulcan, and, like, you know, full-on, like, Starfleet uniform, you know, ears, makeup and everything, wig. But as it turns out, big room full of Marines, not that big into Star Trek.
Imagine
that. They're like, a friend of mine saw that, and he's like, oh, I know a guy who does a lot of Star Trek jokes. He'd be perfect for this. And so he told me about it, and I asked him about it. And they're like, oh, yeah, come, that'd be great. Do all your Star Trek jokes. And so I start doing them, and I quickly realize I'm getting blank stares like, I don't know nor care what the fuck you're talking about. So I abandoned that track and just went on my normal act. But the whole reason I started to tell this story is there was, when I first got there, there were two rooms with televisions in them that, you know, the Marines could congregate in. I say Marines. There was other people there too. It just happened to be a lot of Marines at the time when we were there. One room was showing the movie Black Hawk Down. That room had two Marines in it. The other room had, I would say, 35 Marines in it, and the television was showing the movie Legally Blonde. I was like,
those Marines love Legally Blonde.
That's why I was like, really? We're picking Legally Blonde over Black Hawk Down? And
oh, dude, we're picking Legally Blonde over any movie that shows a bunch of Marines dying because some asshats with RPGs managed to take a helicopter down.
Well, yeah, it's also like, you know, listen, we just got out of basic training. We're going off to war. We're gonna have plenty of time for helicopters and guns and whatnot. You know, what we're not gonna get a lot of when we go to Iraq. Reese Witherspoon in a Playboy Bunny outfit. So, we're going to go with this.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, fair enough. And then Miss USO showed up. She has some tiggle bitties.
Did she motorboat you?
No. I didn't get in. Two of the other comedians got in line and got, like, autographs and pictures taken with her. I was like, nah, I'm all right. I get it. Yeah. I don't need the autographs of the girl with big tits. That's the fact that she can sign her name is not why I'm interested.
You know what would be great, though? Can you ink those things up and, like, give me some tit stamps?
Now that, you know what? If she gave me a couple nip stamps on something, I'd be like, now that's a keeper.
Now you're cooking with gas.
Good times. I made sure not to I was thinking about it, about plugging Tancast while I was there. I was like, hey, while you guys are over there, download Tancast. Maybe it'll, you know, take, because I know there's at least one or two servicemen who I'm going to say servicemen because I don't know any women who are in the service listening to us, who apparently listen to Tancast, and maybe it whiles away the hours over there. So God bless you. Come home safe.
Yeah.
Or if you don't believe in God, may whatever deity you believe in bless you.
Yeah. If you don't believe in any deities, then just come home safe anyways.
Yeah.
May the flying spaghetti monster
look over you and bless you with his marinara sauce of love.
His noodly appendage.
When
I like marinara sauce of love.
I like noodly appendage.
I like them both.
When we had dinner last night, we were talking about Skype, and somehow the podcast came up, and one of, like, the wife of one of Stephanie's coworkers was like, oh, you have a podcast? I want to listen. I was like, I don't know. Because I don't want to, like, say something. And, like, she listened to it, like, report back to her husband, like, I don't know if you should have that Stephanie girl working there. Her husband's a disturbing fella.
I was surprised that Stephanie just didn't go, no! You will not listen!
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, there's a couple people at work who know that I've got a website and a podcast, but for the vast majority, it's not mentioned, and it would be actively denied.
I have not mentioned it to anyone at work.
I've mentioned it to everybody I work with, but I work with comedians, and they have no soul.
Yeah, they also don't have a dress code.
Tim, you're someone's a little older.
Yes. The reason we didn't record on although you probably would have already been sick Saturday, right?
I basically wasn't conscious for Saturday, so.
All right. So, well, the original reason we weren't going to record on Saturday was because it was my wife's birthday, so I planned a day full of fun and frivolity, which culminated in us going to take samba lessons and, you know, go samba dance, not samba, salsa dancing. Here's what I learned. I'm not good at salsa dancing.
Really?
Yeah.
I would think out any of us, you would do the best. Well, you'd probably still do the best, but I thought you'd be all right.
Like, I just get very self-conscious, and apparently so did she, so like, we're just kind of nattering at each other, like, you're not doing it right, you're not doing it right! And what sucks is happy birthday.
I just find that it's like you go into a birthday, you guys are just arguing. You're not doing it right. You're not doing it right. Aren't you glad we did this bonding experience?
Well, like the beginning part was like a. I mean, when we first got there, they taught like a class for beginners. So not a class, but just, you know, to teach beginners how to do it. Mm-hmm. What they don't tell you is that the men stay still and the women keep rotating. I'm like, I don't want to fucking do this with anybody else. It's bad enough my wife has to see me not do this right. Who is this strange whore? I don't want to dance with her.
There were no hotties?
There was plenty of hotties.
Oh, well, there you go, dude.
Wasn't interested, you know, with my wife standing right there on her birthday, not really.
Well, it's not like you're going to do anything with her, but you can dance with her. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, but not if you're not impressive. Just because all I'm thinking about is like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Fuck, I hit the 5 when I should hit the 4, and she's looking at me, she's wondering, like, why didn't we turn? Because I don't know how, okay? I don't know how to turn, lady.
I suck at dance math.
It's like, I could feel the women, like, during the second rotation, like, all the women were like, ah, fuck, here comes that guy again. Except a couple of them were like, a couple of them actually said, wow, do you do this all the time? Like, you've got to be shitting me.
Like, do you do this all the time? Suck at everything I try? Why, yes, thank you. I'm a failure in all things.
I'm like, who were you dancing with just before me? Like, Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump? Like, who is worse than me?
She was dancing with Michael J. Fox.
Oh. I was going to go for Opie from Family Guy.
What the fuck?
And also, because, like, I like dancing, but I don't like when there's dancing rules. You know what I mean? Like, I just, you know, I'll do whatever I'm doing. Beat. Yeah, I'm going to the left, going to the right, as I feel. But, like, I have to put my feet in different places, and, like, you got to be coordinated with your feet, or else we step on my wife's foot several times. And, like, I don't know if you know this, you go to a salsa club, they don't play any music you've heard of. I don't know why, I don't know what I was thinking. Like, not like I consciously thought that, but I'm like, fuck, we are never going to hear any Michael Jackson tonight. Like, at all, are we? It's all this Spanish shit.
Go figure.
That is so strange. They play Spanish shit at the salsa club?
No 80s? No nothing? No Duran Duran? Something?
No
something?
Aha? Take me on?
Maybe Rick Springfield's Bop Till You Drop? Anybody?
I'm about to get Rickrolled?
You get up there, you're like, all right, so ready to get the count? The unsinkable taste of chewy.
Also, like, I just don't feel like it doesn't, because the music, like, there's always that bongo player, and he's just going apeshit on the bongos. I cannot find what beat I'm supposed to be on, because he's just like, slow down, sir. Pick a beat. Is it 1-2? Is it 8-3? What are you? I don't know what you're doing. You're just gotta. And like after a while, I could see the, because there, first there was a DJ and then there was a live band. It felt like the band was having a hard time keeping up with Captain Bongos. They were like, hey, trying to play a trumpet. Calm it down, animal. Animal bongo. Ha ha ha.
Speaking of Muppets, somebody just sent me a link. I can't believe I didn't see it before. To the Count from Sesame Street singing the Count song. Where one word keeps getting bleeped out. Sesame song turns into I like fucking fuck.
Yes.
When I'm all alone, I fuck myself.
The Distorted View played that as their opening song the other day.
Is that your Count impression?
No, it's not.
Because it fucking sucks.
Well, let's hear you do better there, Jimmy Pants.
I am the Count, and I love to count. One, two faggots on this podcast with me. There you go.
Yeah, but he was doing it singing. That's harder. Let's see you sing as the Count.
Let's not ask Noah to sing.
Oh, that's just
happy
mean.
Happy birthday to you. Andy fucking sucks balls.
You know what's great is that although that was funny, Noah's going to think about what I said later, and he's going to weep himself softly to sleep.
Yeah, because Noah really prides himself on his singing prowess, and you've just cut him to the quick. Yeah. He's not good at singing.
He does. He keeps trying out for American Idol, and he doesn't understand why his rendition of Happy Birthday doesn't get Simon all, like, hot and wet.
We only got Noah up there to do karaoke once, that I recall.
Yeah, I know. Yes,
and I did not enjoy that experience.
Really? So what did you like about it?
Being in front of strangers singing. Do you know you can watch people on webcam at that place sing? Did I tell you about that?
Yes, Bamboo 7 Lounge.
Yeah, I don't know if it's still out there, but yes. You can, if you want to get the karaoke experience but don't want to leave your house, you can tune into
the
webcam.
How the fuck bored do you have to be? Like, seriously, you must have seen all of the internet twice already before you think, you know what? I'll watch drunk people try and sing songs, but shitty.
I watched it.
Of course you did. And... Wait, you didn't even like going to karaoke.
Yeah, but then I didn't have to be there. I could be at home in my underwear doing whatever. Like, I didn't have to, like, sit there and wait for someone who drove to give me a ride home. I was home.
So it was the pants that got in the way of you enjoying karaoke live?
Oh, it was so many things.
That's what I'm saying. You didn't like karaoke when there was actual hot girls to be looked at, as opposed to just random drunk people singing.
Yeah, but I wasn't at home.
On a grainy webcam.
I like being at home and doing it in my own time.
You're like Kevin Smith, but not famous.
Poor Kevin Smith. You know, I think it's funny that kind of, like, you know, I want to make a movie, I want people to see it, but then I get, you know, I'm very self-conscious about it as well. You know what I mean? Like, you know, he gave up a lot to make that first movie so people would see it, but then he also, you know, he gets depressed when people don't quit see his movie. It's interesting.
Yeah, Andy, since I know you don't listen to Smodcast, they finally came up with a new one because they knew Tancast was on break, and so they stepped up to fill the void. So kudos to Kevin and Scott.
I'll have to give him a call and let him know.
And basically, it was an hour, almost an hour and 45 minutes of them. Maybe I'm saying it's too long, but of them just bemoaning how little the movie made.
But how that, much? You know, how everyone told him, you know, it should have made more.
Right, like, oh, this is going to go through the roof, and then it doesn't. And then it's like, well, why did everybody fucking tell me that? I didn't need that shit. But the best part, I felt, was towards the end of the episode when Scott Mosier, he was saying that Scott Mosier is more a journey as opposed to a destination guy.
Mm-hmm. That's the journey destination thing. I'm like, I
see the journey. Mm-hmm. You're the guy who's just like, hey, I had a lot of interesting experiences.
Exactly. When in the present, I talk like this, but when I talk about the past, I start to go like this. And when I talk about the future, I talk like
oh
this.
Oh my god, I'm a piss out. Whoa. Oh, that was
I missed that part.
I've just ruined it for anybody, but you know what? Maybe I'll just splice it in right here so it doesn't ruin it.
I like the part where Scott was pretending to be Kevin's therapist. I don't know why that was amusing to me.
The whole Scott doing characters thing is always amusing to me. See how desperate we were for Smodcast? We just spent 15 minutes talking about it. Like, oh, it's back! It's like a breath of life.
Well, that's good, because you know what? It's like 10:30 here, so you just gave me about 30 seconds worth of nap.
Oh, we've been going for an hour, so we can wrap this mofo up, because Andy is a little pansy, has to go to bed.
Andy has to do work.
He has to put his binky in his mouth and go to sleep.
Andy's looking at the clock and thinking that that work may hold until tomorrow morning. Andy's looking at the baby monitor at his baby who just woke up for no reason and started crying, and thinking that work is definitely going to wait until tomorrow morning.
Well, there you go, kids. That's the lesson for this week. Andy is a slacker.
Motherfucking slacker!
Slacker.
Why you slacker all time, slacker? Why you slacker? I don't know why I have to do it in a bad Asian accent, but it sounds better.
Oh, was that Asian?
I told you it was bad. So I'm sure we got more tales to tell in a couple days. I feel like I didn't even get to some of the stuff I wanted to talk. Like, I was on a movie set over the course of the week, and I didn't get to talk about that. So that's something
Ooh,
for you to
tune
into.
Did you see Famous People? Ooh.
Is it Navy SEALs Part 3?
Well, you'll just have to find out next week.
Ooh. Oh, this is awesome. I'm not going to say it on the podcast because someone actually might go see this movie. But I don't think either one of you are going to go see it, so I will send you the link. It's a spoiler for Marley and me.
Feel free
How do you
to send
spoil
that,
that movie?
Look at the picture.
Turns out the dog fucks Jennifer Aniston and they live happily ever after. Dude, I would totally pay to see that movie. You know what I would pay to see? You know the GQ spread she just did? I would pay to see that if she wasn't in GQ.
Not a fan of German's Quarterly?
No. GQ is fine. I'm just saying. GQ doesn't
Sorry,
do...
Sorry, I just opened the picture.
So did I. That is awesome.
I'll put a link to this in the show notes, but spoiler alert. That's all I'll say. Don't click on the link. I'll put spoiler alert all about, like, don't, if you want to see this movie at all, don't click on this link.
Isn't that awesome?
Awesome.
Like, that's how we did that.
I love that they had such good penmanship.
Yeah, it looks a little artsy.
I know. Gotta keep it neat.
They took their time.
Oh, that's awesome. Well,
yeah.
That's Dan Gaffer this week as we laugh about something that half our listeners can't see.
Yep. And next time when you talk about the movie, I will talk about why I call Noah Jimmy Pants.
Oh, I saw a movie. We'll talk about it. Well, let me.
So much more for you to hear next week.
I know.
Remember next week.
See, the reason that I called Tim Cockmouth should be self-explanatory.
Wait. Calm down, Andy. What did you say, Noah?
Oh, no. I just said I won't remember as clear next week. But I will say I saw the Wolverine preview. Gambit doesn't look as douchey.
Okay. I thought you said you won't be around next week. I was like, what?
I'll be around. I'll be off next week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can wrap this up. Sorry. Good night, everybody. Tancast. Tip your waitress.
Woot woot.
Hey guys and gals, it's Tim, the T in Tancast. I'm here on Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles, where I just walked up to the Carl's Jr. and they closed the fucking window in my face. So, no report on the steak sandwich this week. Motherfuck Carl's Jr. They can suck my nuts. That's right, Carl's Jr. You're now on the same shit list as Mervyn's. Go fuck yourselves. I'm going to Burger King. All right. I buckled. There was another Carl's Jr. on the way to my next show, so I stopped at it, and I'm about to have the steak sandwich, so we are moments away from a taste test. I know, you're tingly. You're on the edge of your seat. Get back to you with the results. I'm going to the drive-thru window now. Alright, I got it. $7 for this and a Coke. So it's got a lot of work to do to fulfill my expectations. I'm going to grab a bite here, tell you what I think. Whew! Oof. Well, damn, it's hot. Not bad. Not as good as Double D's. Yeah, that's what I have to say about it. It's not bad. I don't know if it's worth what I just paid for it, but, yeah. Not super impressed, but not really let down either. So, I'm pretty sure Noah wouldn't like it. Well. I just finished the whole thing and... Oh, not very good. Much like that burp. Yeah. I should have gone with my gut. A Whopper would have hit the spot way better than that. And I think been considerably cheaper. So, there you go. Tancast does not, cannot, and will not recommend Carl's Jr.'s Charbroiled Steak Sandwich. Good night, everybody!